Hey, turn to Ephesians chapter 1. We're in a series called God's Plan for Circle J Cowboy Church. It is also God's plan for your business. It's God's plan for your family. It's God's plan for any church, not just our church. But I want us to look at that. I want us to read it together. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. We're going to focus in really on one verse today, verse 18. It says, "For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, your love towards the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in him and the knowledge of him." And here's the verse we're going to key in on today. Having the eyes of your hearts. Check this out. He prayed this. Having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. Let's pray. Father, we need you some more kind of bad this morning. Don't dare take for granted any time we open the word before you. And I'm asking you, Lord, to examine each one of us. That you'll just camp out right in that chair we're sitting at or where I'm standing. That, Father, you will enlighten the eyes of our heart. Lord, we can't see through heavenly means without you opening our eyes through heavenly means. So God, I pray that you give us a different set of glasses this morning to understand what the hope of our calling is. And help us to walk like men, not like wimps. Help us to step forward in faith, not backward and cower down. Help us to walk worthy the manner of our calling that you put on us in our personal lives, in our families, our jobs, and here in this church. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, you know, sometimes you can read things in scriptures and you just kind of blip right across the top of them. And we're not going to do that here in this scripture today. Look at verse 18. He says, he prayed this. In verse 17, he said, "In the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge in him." Here you go. Having the eyes of your hearts enlightened. When you're in darkness and all of a sudden the lights come on, you can see. You know, when you're walking on your own understanding and all your ways acknowledging the way you were raised to be, and we think we're doing church, we think we're going this direction in our life. Paul prayed, no, that's not on your own understanding. He said, God, enlighten. Turn the lights on. He said, enlighten the eyes of their heart that they'll know the hope of which he has called you. Well, there's two things I want to talk about. Number one is there's great benefits, first of all, in answering God's call. If you want to camp out with me for about 4 hours, I'll talk to you about the sovereignty of man and the sovereignty of God and the responsibility of man in the Word of God. But I'm going to cut to the chase right here this morning. Listen, God extends a call to every man, woman, boy, and girl. The Bible even says that all creation cries out. The Bible even says also in Corinthians that all people understand the difference in right and wrong. You don't have to be a Christian to do that. A man can't wake up in the morning and take a breath and not know that there's a God. And if he doesn't believe in God, he's a fool. Because one day the Bible says that the name of Jesus, every tongue will confess that he is Lord, every knee will bow. Now listen, if we don't bow to him, he will bow us. You with me? So there's a choice that every person has to make when that call is extended. You're either going to accept Christ, you're going to surrender to him, or you're going to stiff arm him. Now, please don't do what I've done for 29 years of my life and stiff arm God. I've wasted 29 years of my life doing things my way. Oh, I was in church. I was even in ministry for a period of time. But I never surrendered to that call. I never surrendered. So great blessings, great benefit come along with surrendering to the call. So in surrendering to that call, there's two things I want to talk about today. Number one is a call to salvation. A call to surrender to him, to be in God's herd. The second thing I'm going to talk about is a call to service. You see, God gives us is a call with a purpose. And so great hope, this says the hope of our calling, great hope is guaranteed to those that answer that call. Great hope equals, guess what? Great blessing from God. Now you can work your whole life and try to receive blessings and try to make enough money to make a living for your family, and you buy things and you do this and you do that. But nothing you could ever do on your by yourself, nothing your family could ever figure out, your company could ever give you, your government could ever bless you, nothing you could ever do will ever compare to the blessing of God to those that place or answer the call. Blessings made and kept by God. I want you to turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 28. You've heard this scripture probably quoted. I've quoted it this morning, talking to somebody, praying for somebody. But we fail to leave out the verses following verse 28. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We're going to read through several verses here. This is number one, talking about calling to be in God's herd. Once you answer that call, these are the blessings that you're guaranteed. Let's look at 8:28. It says, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called," there's that word, "for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew," that means before the foundation of the world, guys, he knew somehow that those were going to answer the call and some were going to reject him. The Bible says that most people reject God. It says, "Wide the gate that leads to destruction, narrow the path that leads to eternal life." God knows exactly who he foreknew. He says he also predestined. I mean, he predetermined to be conformed in the image of his son. Those that were going to answer the call and be conformed. Jesus moves inside you. He begins to change you from the inside out. That's what he's talking about. Y'all with me? Say, aye. All right, good. Keep going. It says, "In order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers." And so he's talking about Jesus in us, moving in us, growing us. We're to be made conformed like Jesus as he's changing us from the inside out. Verse 30. "And those whom he predestined," he predetermined, "he also called." Okay, so he called those. They answered the call. That may be you. You either answer that call or you don't. "And those whom he called, he also justified." Just forgiven, guys, just if you'd never sinned. "And those whom he justified, he also glorified." Listen, if you answer that call, it'll be just as if you'd never sinned. You'll be pardoned. Jesus paid a price for your sins that nobody else could do. You can't get forgiven by coming to church, guys. The Bible says Jesus is the way, the truth, and life. No man comes to the Father except by him. Look at verse 31. We're talking about the hope of our calling and the blessing that comes with answering that call. It says, "What then shall we say to these things? If God be for us," those that he's called, his elect, "if God be for us, who could be against us? He who didn't even spare his own son, but gave him up for us all." Think about that. Stop, park on that. God did not back up. He proved his love to you so much that he gave his own. He let it happen. He could have said, "Nope, I'm not going to let you do that to my son." He didn't. He proved his love for you, that he let his son die on the cross for you. Look at it. "He who didn't even spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies." Look over at verse 35, same chapter. "Who shall separate us?" We're talking about the hope of our calling, guys. "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, shall distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword?" Look down at verse 37. "No. In all this," all these things, "we are more than conquerors, not in our own abilities, but through him who loves us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, or things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depths, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Listen, guys, the hope of our calling is in Him. There's not one thing on the face of the earth that can stop the blessings of God in your life. What He chooses to do is a guaranteed hope. It's not, oh, I hope I get this done. Oh, I hope I can make this money. Oh, I hope I can do this. Oh, I hope. That's not it at all. It's a guaranteed hope. Man, when you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, you've just unleashed all the power of the universe is in you. So why are you walking like a wimp? Why are you cowered down? If God made you, if He's changing you from the inside out like Jesus, don't you think it's about time that we begin to walk like Jesus is in us? Don't you think it's about time that we begin to walk like we've been called by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Don't you think it's about time we start to act like it? There is great hope, there is great blessing in that call, and you need to take that home with you today. This is different than having a job and money. We're talking about God, the great I am. That hope, that calling is within you. Or check this out. Why don't you walk out of here and not listen to what I'm saying? Write me off as a fool like the world says I'm a fool. Call me names if you want. Stick your middle finger up in there and say, I don't trust you, I don't believe in you. And I'm against everything y'all said. Why don't you just go on and do your own thing? And why don't you just stiff-arm God and say, I don't need you in my family. I don't need you in my job. I can do all this without you. Why don't you just keep doing what you've been doing and not answer God's call instead of all that blessing, instead of everything that we read, just the opposite of Romans 28. You can never say that all things that I love God, all things going to work together. Instead, all things going to work bad. Now, Satan may get involved in your life and bless you a little bit financially. But, man, when you stand before God in judgment, Satan ain't going to be standing with you then. Your job ain't going to get you into heaven. Your money ain't going to get you there. Your family's not going to get you there. Only the hope of the calling of the Lord Jesus Christ, only answering that call, we'll get you there. Now, you're talking about calling. This last, after I got through preaching the last time you heard me, I jumped in the truck and I went to Kansas and I picked up old Hemi, and he looked like a bag of bones. He weighed 10.50 when I took him up there, and he's been doctoring yearlings for 120 days, and he weighed about 900. He's all drawled up. And I picked him up, and, you know, cowboys around here, we think we work. But we don't work, guys. We're talking about 4,000 yearlings on this operation. One day I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning. We had two sets of cattle penned before 5 o'clock in the morning. You still sleeping. I was still wishing I was sleeping. But the way they call those cattle up, a lot of times is they sook them up with a feed truck. You see these feed bins on the back of flatbeds. And, you know, we go, woo, come on, or however you call your cattle. Sook, 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 sook. These are 2,500-acre pastures, some of them, and you can't hear a rifle shot halfway across them. So the way they call those cattle up is with a siren on their truck. And I got to paying attention to old Drew, and he'd go on one pasture, and he'd hit that switch a certain way. He'd go, whoop, 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 whoop. And those cow ear, look at here, I got something to eat coming on up into him. And you start seeing some faces come over the hills, and whoop, 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 whoop. But that siren, here they come. And they just start coming over the hills, and we'd feed them. And they, yeah, uh-huh. And we'd come right on in the feed lot, and they'd follow us in there. And another pasture, we'd go, whoo, 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 whoo. I guess they're worried about people stealing the cows with sirens or something up there. Every pasture was different. But we'd call those cattle into the pen. Listen, God's going to call you the same way. It may not be a siren, it may be a siren. But you know it's God, guys. When He starts getting in your hip pocket, you know it's Him. And don't stiff-arm that call. Don't stiff-arm that call. So once we get in God's herd, though, we receive the great blessing that we were reading about. And so I want to encourage you to do that. We do need to have the eyes of our hearts, even as Christians, enlightened to the hope of our calling. We need that. My question here today is, have you answered his call? You have. Every person in here has answered his call. You've either said yes or you've said no. I guarantee you there's not a person that's to the age of accountability that God hasn't extended that call to you already. I pray that you'll get that right before you leave this place if you've said no. Second thing I want to talk to you about is the call with a purpose. Not only are we just to get in his herd, but he's called us with a purpose. Once you answer that call, listen, God gifts you. Understanding that the hope of your calling comes from the one that designed you. You weren't just born crazy. God made you that way. You weren't just born weird. God made you that way. Look at me. You weren't born smart. God made you that. You weren't born stupid like me. The Bible says that I made strong through my weaknesses. I think he just wanted to say, y'all watch this. Look at here what I can do with nothing. I'm going to make Todd Harvey. Kablunk. And there I was. He's been using this kablunk ever since that I answered the call. Prior to that, he was saying, y'all watch this. I'm going to keep doing all these stupid things to get that kablunk to turn to me. And finally, he got me my attention. So once you answer that call, God gifts you. He makes you a certain way. These things that he designed in you, that's the way you're supposed to be. You're not to compare yourself to such and such or somebody else or somebody you read in a book or somebody you saw in a movie. You're not to do that. You are you. And listen, you're the best you God ever made. Hey, guys, she ain't no mistake. Hey, gals, God really did make him that way. Hey, or old me, something. He really did gift him that way. Now, there's something way down deep in there that maybe you're not letting out that God wants to bring to the surface. So, you're who you are because God made you that way. And if God made you who you are, don't you think that it's about time that you walk the way God meant you to be? Did you hear what I said? You are who you are because God made you that way. And if God made you that way, don't you think it's about time that you walk the way God made you to be? Instead of walking the way you want to, or instead of walking the way you've been raised to do, when you answer that call, he really does begin to bring out these gifts in you, and you're to use them for his purposes. That's why Paul, he prayed this prayer. He said, God, enlighten the eyes of their heart that they will know and live and walk because of the hope of their calling. Now listen, I am not here as a pastor of this church because of my abilities. It's very obvious that. I'm not here because of what I can do or what I can't do. Guys, you don't know how stupid I am. You don't know how book smart dumb I am. You don't know how terrified I was to speak in front of people. You don't know how many tests in high school and in college that I flunked because I would sit up there and I couldn't even speak. I couldn't even breathe in front of people, in front of 15 people. I couldn't do it. You don't understand how God has changed me to get me up here and use my weaknesses. You don't know how slow I read. Yeah, you do. You listen to me read all the time. But praise God, I don't leave anybody behind because nobody reads as slow as me. And you may be going, oh, good grief, is he ever going to get through this scripture? I've read it four times. But I guarantee you can keep up with me. And I take it as a great compliment when you say, boy, that was a simple message. And I say, that's about all I can do. That's my best. It comes way out down low and everybody can get it. That's a blessing from heaven. God made me that way. And I'm not standing here because I wanted to be a preacher. I'm here because God called me. And I stand here based on the authority of heaven and not Circle J Cowboy Church and not Todd Hervey and not my wife. It's him who called me and to him whom I will follow. Amen. There is a calling of purpose in your life as well. There is a calling in your life the same way there is in me. And if you have the guts to move in the direction God has for you in your life, He will unleash the blessings of heaven, and you don't have to wait for glory to get a blessing, guys. You can get it just like I am. You are a blessing in my life right here. I stood this last weekend, and Robin started playing the piano. Y'all have no idea where I've been. And she started playing the piano, and I knew she was in there crying, playing that piano. And I'll just share. She was just, boy, I tell you what, the Holy Ghost was all over her. I was back in the back bathroom. I could hear it, and I just began to weep. And I remembered where I was. And she started playing all these beautiful songs, songs that we recorded in the worship albums and all this stuff. And I thank God, where I was a beautiful place. I went in there, and I sang one song with Robin. And I just worshiped the Lord like I haven't done in a long time. And I asked her to play another one, and she was so broken she couldn't even play. Guys, God jerked, snatched, whatever you want to call it, me out of an unbelievable ministry. And He chunked me into something. I thought I was going to have to sell my ranch over. I thought I had no idea what was going to happen. It was $2,500 a month short paying me a salary, what I had to live off of. My kids, there were no teachers. There was nothing. There were five people that God had called to start a cowboy church. And if I would have stayed where I was at, look at the blessings that I would have missed in my life. Sometimes God's call is real scary, guys. It really is scary. And when you're looking forward, it seems impossible. And you say, I can't do that. Like me, you argue. Like Moses, you argue. Like David, you argue. Like Peter, you argue. Like Timothy, you argue. Like James. Like Mark. Like Luke. You say, I can't. Guys, you really can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. You ask God today to enlighten the eyes of your heart, not just this church, your heart, to the hope of your calling, and you take one step of obedience today in what God's calling you to do. Let's pray. Father, we desperately need you to enlighten the eyes of our heart to the hope of our calling, not that what we can do, but what you're doing in us. Lord, as we move forward today as individuals and you called us, I'm asking you in Jesus' name to move in us. And sir and ma'am, God's calling you and you know there needs to be a change in your life. Don't you dare walk away from this place today without getting that right. This may be the last chance that you get to pray a prayer of salvation, to answer that call and say, God, I surrender all. I want to encourage you today, if that's you, to pray this prayer of salvation with me and say, God, I do know there needs to be a change in my life. That's why you've got me here. And I know, God, that you are calling me, and I want to answer that call. You tell him that right now, right where you sit. And say, God, I've made a bunch of bad choices in my life. Please forgive me. In Jesus' name, forgive me for the wrong, the sin I've done. And then you have to invite him into your life and say this. Say, God, right now, I pray to receive Jesus. Do that. God, I pray to receive Jesus in my life. Father, those that have done that, give them the guts to make a stand for you because you made a stand for us. Those that have already answered your call, Lord, there's a call to service today, whether it be on a ministry team here in this church or it be outside of this church in another ministry to go start another ministry, whatever that answer of service is, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you would move in their life and show them the next steps that are to take, just like you did me. With this in mind, that we constantly pray that our God may count us worthy of our calling. That your power will be fulfilled in your purpose that you have in our lives as we move forward. Guys, I want to encourage you to do something this week. God's calling you to be a part of a team or ministry. Maybe there's not even a team here. Maybe you're on the wrong team. Maybe we've asked you to serve on a team and that's not where you feel like you're gifted. We want you to listen to God and not what we've asked you to do, guys. Or maybe you're sitting back and there's a big gap in the fence here at Circle J. You need to get in it because God's gifted you to do that. You call me. You call one of these lay pastors. You call one of these elders on the front of the bulletin, one of these team leaders. You tell somebody this week, I'm ready to serve the Lord. And here's what he's gifted me to do. Father, we ask you in Jesus' name to use us for your glory, for your honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.